Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are continuing in our study of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, actually all of 2 Corinthians. And so we should be here, for a few more days. Today, the Apostle Paul says that eternal glory awaits those who suffer for the sake of the gospel. And he assures the Corinthians that all who follow Jesus will be given new life and new spiritual bodies. He compares life on earth to a journey. Our human bodies are like tents that we travel in and are not permanent. Once they are destroyed, God will provide for us an eternal heavenly body. And again, God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin our reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning in verse 16. For this reason, we never become discouraged. Even though our physical being is gradually decaying, yet our spiritual being is renewed day after day. And this small and temporary trouble we suffer will bring us a tremendous and eternal glory, much greater than the trouble. For we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. For we know that when this tent we live in, our body here on earth, is torn down, God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home he himself has made, which will last forever. Now we sigh, so great is our desire that our home which comes from heaven should be put on over us. By being clothed with it, we shall not be without a body. While we live in this earthly tent, we groan with the feeling of oppression. It is not that we want to get rid of our earthly body, but that we want to have the heavenly one put on over us so that what is mortal will be transformed by life. God is the one who has prepared us for this change, and he gave us his Spirit as the guarantee of all that he has in store for us. So we are always full of courage. We know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord's home. And for our life is a matter of faith, not of sight. We are full of courage and would much prefer to leave our home in the body and be at home with the Lord. More than anything else, however, we want to please him, whether in our home here or there. For all of us must appear before Christ to be judged by him. We will each receive what we deserve according to everything we have done, good or bad, in our bodily life. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. God will have a house in heaven for us to live in, a home he himself has made, which will last forever. You know, beloved, we made a comment, especially with this cold spell that we're going through right now at the time of this recording, very cold for Texas, down into the teens in some places. And that cold just gets a hold of us old people and settles in our bones. And we are reminded more now than at any other time, I think, just how temporary these old bodies are, just how uncomfortable they can be. But bless God, he has not given us to live forever on this earth in these old broken down bodies. But when he is done with us here on this earth and he takes us home to glory to be with him, we will be in brand new bodies, just like the bodies that Jesus had and after his resurrection. And those bodies will never again be touched with the infirmities of this old life. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, even as we sigh, longing for our home in heaven, we seek to do your will here on earth and share the good news of your love and salvation. As we await that glorious day, help us to do all that is pleasing in your sight. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21, where through Christ, all human beings are made to be God's friends. We are reconciled to Him. God bless. Oh, this is such a wonderful, wonderful passage of Scripture. I look forward to sharing it with you tomorrow. God bless you until then, is my prayer.